Yeah, so one thing with each of our units, whenever through the cluster system, we realize that there's a population in South Sudan that may suddenly be in need, or perhaps we've just regained access to them. If IOM is the best partner to respond, we'll go and do an assessment. So in May, IOM conducted an assessment in an area called Tonga, which is in Panyakang County in Upper Nile. The population there was in great need following insecurity in April 2017, where most households had fled from Tonga to either areas north in Sudan, across the river in Nufangak, and then many returned quite quickly. But of course, the insecurity and the remoteness of the area has had a great impact on the community. There's a huge lack of basic services and these types of things in the area. The other issue is this: Tonga is along a river, so it's quite isolated. So in order to access Tonga and the communities nearby, humanitarians either have to fly by air from Malakal or you take a boat from Fangak. And as the rainy season starts to intensify in this area, even though we might be able to reach Tonga, it becomes harder to reach the neighboring communities, the neighboring Bomas and villages. So it's really important to provide assistance before this access becomes even more difficult.
Yeah, so what population really need assistance?
Right, so the population there is largely what we would call returnees, so people who came back after the fighting in April 2017. Many came back quite quickly, which shows how much people really want to be in their home. Mm. Others returned from Sudan, where they said that the camps they were living in, the living conditions were quite difficult. And then also, as you know, there's been a lot of insecurity in Southern Unity, which has had a great impact on civilians. And when we did our assessment, we found that there were several hundred who had come from areas like Lier, fleeing the violence there. So it's quite a diverse community in need there.
Mm. Any figure?
So the community, when we did our response, we reached over 10,200 people.
Okay. Yeah. And those people are already settled?
This includes returnees and IDPs.
Okay. Yeah. You know, IDPs or people who are returning always need a lot of assistance. Okay. And what kind of assistance that has been rendered then to the communities?
So what in March, March, there was a larger humanitarian multi-sector response in Tonga. So other agencies went, provided some wash assistance, health assistance, but at that time we were unable to do a shelter response. So when we went back, we distributed to communities plastic sheeting, rubber rope, mosquito nets, things such as basic household cooking sets for families. And just to highlight why they're needed, on one, you know, when people come back, even though you may feel a sense of security, you're still hesitant to rebuild permanent structures because you don't know what's going to happen. Our team observed, for example, the reason you distribute rubber rope is to help connect plastic sheeting to wooden poles and these things. And the assessment found that many families, out of desperation, were using mosquito nets as rope, which, of course, these families also really need the mosquito nets to protect their children, especially as the rainy season comes up and the risk for malaria increases. One of my colleagues told me he met this woman. She was only 27-year-old, two children, faces something that thousands face in South Sudan, which is multiple displacements. So she had fled originally from Bor in 2014 with her two children. She fled to Ayod. And then fighting came to Ayod. Then she fled to Tonga. And then in April 2017, fighting happened in Tonga. And with much of the community, she fled to Nufangak. But now she's returned to Tonga, where she feels the most comfortable. And she told our team, look, I need plastic sheeting because her temporary shelter, once the rains start, is going to get very wet. It also gets cold at night, right, during the rainy season. Children need blankets. They need blankets. As we mentioned, mosquito nets. As there is limited services in this area and a lot of basic infrastructure is empty, the hospital's not operating, you have to be a lot more careful about preventing things like malaria, right? Because you don't know if you have assistance. So having a mosquito net is quite critical.
And I believe such areas, only people have to fly. Moving on land might be not accessible. Right.
Correct. So it's difficult to move. So once you're in this area, the team, when they got to Tonga, then you can move by road. Mm. A big part of our distribution was in a payam called Niuwauk. Mm. So from there, you can move by road. But once the rains come, that will become even more difficult. Mm. And I understand, there is a market in Tonga, but if people do want medical services or this other types of things, then they have to find a way to Whangaak by boat and then these types of things. Yeah.
So were you basing your assistance according to households or individual?
Sure. So based on households. So I believe over 1,700 households receive this assistance, the same items, the plastic sheeting, the rubber ropes, the kitchen sets, the mosquito nets, and the blankets. Mm. My team told me that there's a lot of women and children in this area, more women and children-led households, and we know that they can be particularly vulnerable. A lot of elderly people. Mm. My colleague told me a story of a four-year-old boy who was leading his blind grandfather to the distribution area. So it shows how desperate the situation can be for a lot of people in these areas.